President Obama will go to Louisiana today. It will be his first trip to see communities that have been, President Obama will go to Louisiana Tuesday. It will be his first trip to see communities that have been devastated by historic rainstorms and flooding. In areas south of Baton Rouge, waters continue to rise, but in and around the capital, neighborhoods are drying out. Relief organizations are on the ground trying to help flood victims start to get back on their feet. Paul Boger of Louisiana Public Broadcasting sent this report.
In a residential neighborhood in East Baton Rouge, a bright red American Red Cross emergency response vehicle pulls up to the curb. A loudspeaker on top announces it's here to hand out supplies. Rod Hamer is the truck's driver.
One of the major things we're doing today is we're just getting started and we're trying to identify the bad pockets so that we can establish routes and so forth so that we can go ahead and provide meals and other kinds of supplies.
Hamer's wearing a bright red vest and a ball cap. The retiree drove down from Iowa to volunteer.
When they're in such a situation as they've lost so much, something as simple as a bottle of water or somebody that comes from Iowa to help them out kind of helps a little bit.
The Red Cross has brought in about 1,000 volunteers from around the country. Large charities like United Way, the Salvation Army, and local organizations like Together Baton Rouge are also trying to aid. These groups are distributing supplies, running shelters, and going door-to-door lending a hand in the cleanup. Azalea Miles is here salvaging what's left of her house when the American Red Cross truck drove up. On the exterior of her house, a water line at about 4 feet shows just how high the water rose. She's piling wet carpet, couches, chairs, clothes, and even appliances on the curb. Her car, which was completely submerged, sits in the driveway. Miles has been living with an aunt about 45 minutes away, along with her young son.
And he's been wanting to come home. He doesn't have a home to come to.
Her friend helps explain.
Breathe. But she's going because he just had a birthday. He just turned 3. And all he knows is that he lost all his toys. That's all he can ask for. But pretty much their one story, everything was gone. Like, everything that's for Hunter is gone.
Red Cross volunteer Rod Hamer gives Miles a case of water, 4 or 5 military MREs, and some hygiene products. She says these items have been a blessing.
It's more than what we have now.
It's more than what we have. It's like yesterday we were cleaning our homes and a guy just stopped and gave us Raising Cane's.
And it, you know, we're appreciating everything that everyone's doing for us.
Yeah.
What do you need right now?
Prayers. And that's all right now. Yeah, in the home.
Miles says she's applied for federal disaster assistance, but doesn't know if she'll be able to wait for the money. She's considering packing up the few belongings she has left and leaving the state for higher ground, perhaps in Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Baton Rouge.